Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is 4-H Youth Development Program Manager Joe Hedrick Anstetz. It's here to talk about National Volunteer Week. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. It's finally, I feel like I finally got some sun consistently. I hope I didn't jinx it because it might rain this weekend, but I really feel better when the sun sets.
Yes, I think everybody feels better when the sun is shining and it's warm out. It's been beautiful out.
Well, speaking about feeling good, we're here to highlight some volunteers, and they have rightfully earned it.
Yes, so it is National Volunteer Week, and we in the Frontier District cannot do what we do without our volunteers. We have some amazing volunteers. Right now we have 75 registered volunteers among our three counties, and we just appreciate all of them. Some of our 4-H'ers and parents took time over the last couple weeks to send me some shout-outs of some of their favorite volunteers and how they help make the best better. So I'm going to read some of those out for you today. So our first one comes to Emily Taylor of the Shaft 4-H Club there in Franklin County. Emily is always present and helpful presence at all of our 4-H meetings. She has volunteered her time to various fundraisers, events, and even welcome 4-H'ers to her home and vehicle to prepare for a trunk-or-treat event that members attended. Emily and her family are always stick-arounding after the meetings to help clean up and make sure everything is taken care of. Not only is she a great advocate for her own children, but always looks out for the entire club and is a wonderful resource to new members and their parents especially. We love and appreciate that Emily contributes to the Shaft 4-H Club. Cody Davis from Anderson County was nominated for his work on the fair board and always willing to help out during the fair. Darby Neisler of the Linden Leaders 4-H Club in Osage County was nominated. Our family is pretty new to showing goats. Darby took time out of his day in between fairs and showed us things to help us show better. The kids listened and definitely did a lot better. Darby seems to care about all 4-H'ers and really helps them learn more about how to not only show their animals but also care for them. We have appreciated his tips as we made our journey into 4-H. Dorothy Christensen, also of Osage County, was nominated. Dorothy has been a 4-H volunteer for 34 years. She is the countywide horse leader. She holds meetings throughout the year to help youth understand all aspects of the horse project. She's always there to answer questions. After the Osage City Horse Show, she makes sure all the kids and adults get a root beer float. She also serves on the Osage City Fair Board and is an invaluable asset there. The Anderson County Fair Board was nominated for volunteering their free time to make sure the kids have a great year at the fair. The Lucky 13 Club leaders, Kim, Sarah, and Rachel, were nominated by their club. They help us by making sure we understand how to run a meeting, reminding us of deadlines and important information, and to make sure our club has fun and to try new things. Ryan Schaaf, who is one of our district agents, was nominated for his work with the Lucky 13 4-H Club in Anderson County. He is always there for our club new member night, helping families, and there for a good water fight during the fair. The quilting ladies of the Anderson County were nominated. They work with kids to help them learn how to quilt block, and they help make a quilt that raises money for scholarships for 4-H'ers. Lisa Myers from Franklin County was nominated for her work with Princeton Goal Busters. She's always there to help. If she isn't volunteering for her club, the office, or assisting wherever is needed at fair, just knowing she is serving somewhere. Lisa has impacted so many people by showing how to make the best better. Linda Normile of the Rowdy Wranglers 4-H Club in Franklin County is always helping and serving. She serves on many committees without hesitation. Wherever she is, you can count on it getting done and being fabulous job well done. Thank you for all your hard work and dedication to the program. The Osage City and Overbrook Fair Boards of Osage County were both nominated. Both fair boards put in countless hours throughout the year to get both of the fairs ready for the kids. It is no easy task to plan fairs, and we appreciate all they do to provide a fun environment for our youth. And lastly, but not least, we have Dustin Stuckey of Osage County. Dustin has a passion for STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. He mentioned wanting to do something with the 4-H youth of the district to encourage this project more. He planned a day camp that was held during spring break in the district. It was well attended, and the kids had a blast. So those are just a few of our wonderful volunteers that we have in the Frontier Extension District. And like I said, I can't say thank you enough to all of our volunteers for giving of their free time to help make sure that the kids of Frontier Extension District have a great 4-H experience.
Again, credit where credit's due. Love to make sure these people get the appropriate credits. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mariners Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Franny Eastwood.